Vakoja Thofalcha Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I'm Joe Wallard and hope you can stay with me for the next little while and enjoy some of the tracks I've got lined up on this week's programme for you. I've enjoyed so much putting this playlist together for you this week because we've got a lot of favourites on the programme this week. I was going to say old favourites, but favourites are never old. They're always just favourites, are they not? By the way, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I tell you every week, you can contact me at any time by email. joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and a figure 2 at aircom. As I remind you every week, but we are picking up new listeners, be careful how you spell aircom. It's aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. This week, we're going to have a lot of favourites, songs that you've heard so often on the programme before, but I'm rather excited because we're picking up new listeners, as I said a few moments ago, and we're picking up one or two new radio stations as well. So, whatever part of the world you're listening to me, I hope that you're going to enjoy this week's Sounds Irish. I'm going to start with a track that's got to be, and I've played it lots of times on the programme, the most popular song in Ireland and in around the world for the last 30 years anyway. And it tells the story of the young man from Athenry who, because of the famine, woke up in the night and found that his family were starving. And what was he going to do? So he had to nip out quickly and steal some corn from Lord Trevelyan so that his wife could bake bread for the children. But of course, he got caught. And in those days, the sentence for stealing was, well, he was sent off to Australia, the fields of Athenry.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreamed songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and prayed for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
As I said, one of the most popular songs, if not the most popular songs of the last 20 or 30 years there, written by Pete St. John and sung there for us by Paddy Riley, The Fields of Athenry. Now, this next song, I've got a feeling, is not an Irish song, but it's sung for us by one of the most popular of all Irish groups, the Fury Brothers. Somehow, I think I remember hearing this sung on one of my trips to Germany some years ago, sung in German. But it tells the story of the Red Rose Cafe from the Fury Brothers.
They come from the farms and the factories too, and they all soon forget who they are. The cares of today are soon washed away as they sit at a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she walks on the land. The man at the end, he's a very good friend of a man who sells cars second hand. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there, you're so happy to be there. The salesman relaxes with a few pints of beer, and he tries not to speak about trade. The poet won't write any verses tonight, he may sing a sweet serenade. So pull up a chair and forget about life, it's a good thing now and then. And if you like it here, I have an idea, tomorrow let's all meet again. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, share there, down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbor, there by the port just outside Amsterdam. Everyone shares in the song. So happy to be there.
It's a track by the Fury Brothers and the Red Rose Cafe. And I seem to remember also that some years ago that was adopted as the theme song for the Bray Wanderers soccer team. They used to sing that before matches and what have you. I think that was before the day that I wrote their theme song that they don't sing anymore. But we won't go into that now. We're going to Johnny McAvoy, and he's telling us about Muisin Durkin. Muisin, which is the Irish word for Martin. Well, he's fed up digging praties. He wants to go and dig for lumps of gold. Johnny McAvoy.
Days I went to court, and I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's a house beside. I told me brother Seamus I'd go off and go right famous, and before I'd come back again I'd roam the world wide. So goodbye Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll take the praties, the longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Kearney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Kanturk and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cove of Cork. Goodbye to all this pleasure, for I'm going to take me leisure, and the next that you will hear from me is a letter from New York. So goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll take the praties, the longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Kearney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. All the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make me fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and when I come back again I never more will say goodbye Muisin Durkin. I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Kearney, I'll be off to California, but instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
One of the most talented singer-songwriters that this country has ever produced, Johnny McAvoy, telling us all about Muisin Durkin. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Mullet's favourite ballad group are the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're telling us the story of Dublin and what else. And it's somebody reminiscing about the old days in Dublin when children played in the street, skipping games and various street games. Ring-a-ring-a-rosies, pocket full of posies. That sort of was a rhyme that they used to sing. And he's reminiscing and he's saying, ring a ring of roses as the nights decline. I remember Dublin City in the rare owl times. And that's what people say in Dublin when they speak about the old days. They talk about, oh, the rare owl times. And he's reminiscing about how he grew up and then how he courted a girl and her name and telling us all about she was a child of Mary, which is a sort of a group of women in the Roman Catholic Church with great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then he's not sure whether he likes the modern Dublin. He would prefer Dublin in the rare owl times from the Dublin City Ramblers.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the gargles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, and the Rye long since pulled down, as a grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Annaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Dublin in the rare old times from the Dublin City Ramblers. Here we are a good way into the programme and we haven't even had a female vocalist on the programme. We're going to put that to rights now because we're having one of my favourite female vocalists and that's Dolores Keane. And what I love about this track, it's she's telling us all the beauties of Galway Bay and how she's missing my own dear Galway Bay. Now, it's not the song that you know. If you ever go across the sea to her, it's not that one. This is a sort of a sequel to it and Dolores is far away in America, but she's remembering her own dear Galway Bay. And as I said, what I love about this, and it's gorgeous, her wonderful West of Ireland Galway accent.
It's far away I am today from scenes I owned a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendships fought all well abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside Galway Bay. And I whose blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire. For all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and gray. And I'd lay my bones neath church stones beside you. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven, my last of God, upon my dying day. My soul above you, Galway
Do you see what I mean by that lovely West of Ireland accent? That was Dolores Keane and her version of My Own Dear Galway Bay. Now, if I were to ask you to name me one ballad group from Ireland, I'm sure, well, most people would come up with the Dubliners. They've been, well, icons in the ballad scene for, well, about 30, 40 years even. And I'm going to maybe play more than one track from them. We're going to start with this one from Ronnie Drew. And I've said it to you so often, and that's why Ronnie's voice appeals to me, because Ronnie sings like my father used to sing, God rest him, the same sort of deep, gruffy, gravelly voice. And Ronnie's telling us all, well, what he got up to when he met a young girl called Annie.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, an 8 little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father, that came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be King's Bridge and be going at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet-clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, "Be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe." Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us, false things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, "You've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe." And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Do you see what I mean by the gruff voice of Ronnie Drew? A gravelly voice, was it not? Mind you, I don't think my mother would approve of lifting her petticoat easy and slow. We're going from Dublin now to County Cavan. And this was a song that was a winner of a Cavan song contest a good few years ago. I know this because I entered the contest myself when I was going through my songwriting phase. But we won't talk about that. We'll leave that behind us. And this was a song that won that wonderful Cavan song contest, telling us all about the lovely Cavan girl.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. Over on the road I go, one scene beyond compare. time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red cord leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh, for the broken pool of sky reminds the color of her eyes. At the cavern cross each Sunday morning, it's there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work a week till I return to court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself, and back to her I go.
Girl there, sung by a group that I have a great deal of ear time for, Barleycorn. I like them, and we might be hearing more from them before the end of the programme. But here, once again, the Dublin City Ramblers are saying, "I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone." So what's new?
Tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, stole my comb, but well, that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Albert Mooney said he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, ringing the bell, saying, "Oh my true love, fare you well." Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. How Johnny Morrissey said he'd die if he didn't get the fella with the rope and knife. Tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is
the curtain, 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she?
This next track, many years ago, was a huge hit for Planxty. And I think a number of weeks ago on the programme, I may have played the Planxty version, but I think Mary Duff also had a wonderful version of it. I want to play for you now Jim McCann's version, telling us all about the beauties of the Cliffs of Duneen, which are in North Kerry. And if my geography is correct, I think they're separated from Clare. That's what that's all about. Jim McCann singing for us the Cliffs of Duneen.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, sure, there's none can compare with the Cliffs of Duneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the Cliffs of Duneen, it's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay. The hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen, building homes for their young round the Cliffs of Duneen. To Duneen, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the Cliffs of Duneen.